Yes, good morning. 9:52 in the morning, a.m. on January the 3rd, a Thursday morning. And instead of getting out earlier today, I got out later. Before she went to work this morning, my wife sent me a link on YouTube to one of the latest Sir Connor Anderson videos. It was his broken record Christmas special, wherein they did a really cool send up of The Dark Knight. And so the result of which was that I watched a couple of his other ones, some of my favorite ones. One of them is Roll a D6. I've mentioned it before. It's got 1.6 million views on YouTube. It's a kid that lives down the street from me. 1.6 million views. And for good cause, for good reason. If you haven't heard or seen Roll a D6, you owe it to yourself to go find it on YouTube. Just search for Roll a D6. And then if it seems weird, if it seems funny, if it seems off, then look for Like a G6. And you'll get the parody. I think Roll a D6 is actually a better production. Twenty minutes, ten seconds for the first mile. That's not surprising. I was literally inching my way across the ice when I started in Domondo and then stopped to take a picture and then couldn't see to put in the address because the sun's so bright. Anyway, Roll a D6. Sir, his name is, his handle on YouTube is Sir Connor Anderson. And he and his little production company just graduated from high school, I think last year or the year before. It's just excellent, excellent stuff. But from there I went to some other parodies and covers. And I watched a Star Wars that I used to know cover of a parody of someone that I used to know, which was excellent, which led me to Pomplamoose, because Pomplamoose did a mashup of Call Me Maybe and Someone That I Used to Know, and I've only ever heard it on Coverville, and it was excellent, excellent, just a wonderful mashup of singing Hey This Is Crazy to Someone That I Used to Know, and then at the bridge swapping and singing Someone That I Used to Know to the song, to the tune of Hey This Is Crazy, Call Me Maybe, whatever it is. Anyway, it was I got suckered into the Pomplamoose channel, and before I knew it, almost an hour had gone by. Natalie Dawn has her solo album out. I have to go see if I can find it. Listen to a few tracks. She's got such a clear voice. It's such an amazing instrument that she has. And she and her buddy there, who are Pomplamoose, Jack, I think his name is, it's a... listening to them, watching their videos, it was the last one before I got underway was September. The Earth, Wind, and Fire song that they produced with Jack's grandmother dancing in it. I'd seen it before. I'd forgotten how funny it was. It's also very, very good. So, Pomplamoose today is the artist of the day, artist du jour. My nose is running. And then Pandora fed me a couple of songs that were both in one was not in Spanish, but it's a world song. I don't know the name of it, and I couldn't see the screen well enough, but it has a very catchy, bouncy tune, and I like it a lot. I've heard it in a couple of different mixes. It's apparently a pretty popular one to remix for dancing, etc. And then another one that was completely in Spanish, and I have no idea what it was about. But then Katy Perry's song, In and Out, Up and Down. I don't know, I don't remember anything of it now. But it was a great deal of fun anyway. Shoot. Appears that today might actually have been Recycle Day, because there's a recycling truck. Which is unfortunate, because I've got weeks worth of recycling that has not gone out. Looks like it'll go out for a couple more weeks now. Hey. I'll have to flatten cans and find another box. And then, of course, it ended with Gaga's telephone just before I climbed onto the microphone to talk on my morning talk. Yeah, day two. Two in a row. Whoopee. Hey, I got two. Yeah. I'm not going to celebrate until I've got a month under my belt. This is a tough time of year to get out and walk. I did do the lawn. No, not the lawn. I did do the sidewalks yesterday when I got back. My daughter came up to find out if I was all right. I was out there huffing and puffing and scraping the sidewalks. I was like, what are you doing? It's like, well, I have to do the sidewalks. And it worked out well because it warmed up just enough in the afternoon that the sun melted what little crusty bits were left on the concrete itself. The snow was frozen so tightly to the sidewalk that I had to use the lawn edger. And now I have to repair the lawn edger because it lost one of its rivets. The handle isn't quite on as solidly as it ought to be anymore. So a couple small bolts and a lock washer should take care of that. I did work on work yesterday. I got a little bit of full share edited. I didn't get it done, but I got a little bit done. Got a little bit reviewed my place, found my spot, added a few more of the edits that have come in. Today's Thursday. Could still make it before the weekend if I get my butt in gear. I also need to do some recording. I haven't done any of that, although it's difficult when the kids are home because they never know. You know, they're not really paying that close attention. And they're, most of the time, they're very quiet. They don't say much, but when they start getting noisy, they get really noisy, and they get really noisy really fast, and then it stops. And then they run up over the stairs, and then it stops. And I'm never really sure when it's going to start or when it's going to stop or how long it's going to go. And even when I mention it, it's like, you know, I'm in there for so long, I'm in there for an hour. They forget. So recording is really best done alone. I don't know if you can hear the snow crunching underfoot. It's quite chilly, 20 degrees this morning. And that's mid-morning, not like early, oh dark 30 when I was thinking about going out. I actually got my breakfast this morning before I left. That was another thing that slowed me down. Baked bread yesterday, so I had fresh homemade bread, toast with peanut butter. Yesterday I ate pretty well. I got a little carried away at the end of the day, which was unfortunate, but for the most part, it was pretty good. It's going to take a while to get back onto the schedule. Monk pull. And it's a bit icy underfoot too right now, so if I'm quiet, it's either that I'm thinking really hard, or I'm focused on the ground, trying not to fall. Yeah, it's actually better in the loose snow, because at least my cleats, my boots have a little bit of traction on the loose snow. But we're coming up for a cleared sidewalk, I think, for the rest of the way here in a minute, so we're good. So anyway, yeah, it felt good to be out, to be walking, to get moving, to get the podcast out, to be resuming in some small way my presence in the interwebs, to get my stuff out, myself out, my books up, even if I didn't actually get a new book up yesterday. We're getting there. Oh, Memline asked about the letter. Yeah, technically, my rights have reverted, they're mine, but Robin has a formal sign-off letter that she sent to me with her last check that I had my hands on the week before Christmas, and now it's probably someplace stupid, like in my coat pocket right now, and I don't want to unzip my coat because it's too cold, but yeah, something like that. It's someplace handy. I just need to look around for it and sign it, because she's already signed it, dated, send a copy back to her for her files. But technically, yeah, the rights are mine. This is just a, if anybody asks, kind of letter that she agrees that the rights reverted to me. Morning. So push one of the two hoods back, I think. I do have a bit of a frost on the beard this morning. I can feel it pulling. And it's still quite cold, but it feels, the sun is warm on my face. It feels quite nice, quite lovely. Truck coming. Go. I only have one earbud in, so I can actually hear, sort of. A little bit. The problem is, of course, my ears are plugged. Yeah, there's always something now. So, shambling along. Reminds me, Merle Lafferty's book should be coming out pretty soon, Shambling Guide to New York City. I spent part of last night, because I'm on Google Plus, and one of the people that I follow regularly is Ivo Terra, of course, and he's got a digital publishing community going on, and I joined his community, and one of the discussions has to do with why are you selling a, why are you trying to sell me a book here? It had to do with writers promoting their work to writers and how there's so many of them that do it. And Ivo asked the question in a different community, in John Ward's community, which he is a member of and which I am not, of 5,000 authors who are busily on their marketing and promoting to each other. And the argument goes, well, writers are readers too. And yeah, that's true. That is true, because I'm a reader. But there's a lot of stuff I don't read. In fact, I don't read most things. I read very little nonfiction anymore. I read very little fiction outside of science fiction, fantasy, romance. Now, romance sounds odd, but very little outside that. A quick sojourn into Robert B. Parker for craft building. And I took a little side trip into Elmore Leonard and read a couple of Elmore Leonard's westerns, which are staggering. They're just wonderful. But those are specific purpose readings. They're not, oh, that sounds interesting. I think I'll read it. I think I'll pick it up. There's somebody on my network who's published a new book. No, it doesn't happen. Once in a very great while, Sydney Swanson, who did the Saving Mars and now Defying Mars, which I have but have not yet read. Oh. And she even sent me a beta copy so that I could help her critique the ending, and then I didn't get to it before Christmas, and now the book is out. But she got a Kirkus star review. She was one of the few indies to get a star review last year. So, very good book. Defying Mars is the first book. It is YA, but don't let that stop you if you like science fiction. And then Defying Mars, Saving Mars, Defying Mars. There'll be a third book, I think, because she's having way too much fun with this. And they're great characters. They're just terrific, terrific characters. So, very excited for her. But, you know, those are books that I read from my network, in part because I joined the network because of those people, in part because I, it's my genre. It's what I write in. It's science fiction, and it looked good, and she's an interesting person. And so if it hadn't been for all of those things, I wouldn't have even bothered to pick up the first one. And I'm one person. And, of course, I'm one person who's now telling everybody on my network about this great book, which works out well for her. Now, in the grand scheme of things, most writers who follow me, I don't follow back, because I look at their tweet stream and what they're doing is saying, oh, my new book got a great new review. Oh, my new book is out, and thank you all for buying my new book. And no, very few of them are actually talking to somebody, unless it's to thank them for buying the new book or thank them for the great review or whatever. I have to confess, I tweet very little myself. The morning tweet, the daily tweet, the occasional reply. Somebody asked me a question yesterday and I answered it, but that was about all. Because, I think I've mentioned before, direct tweets come to my phone. And quite frankly, I've been ignoring my phone for the last month. I just don't pay any attention to it anymore. I'm sort of unplugged. And for me, that's a pretty big thing. For me to be so unplugged as I have been for the last quarter is really... it doesn't hurt. It doesn't help that I'm not going to be going to Balticon either. Oh, well. Anyway, I made it. I'm out the back gate. Another day behind me. Another 2 miles under the boots. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.